This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Monday, April 13th, the year is 2020. We are living in the most incredibly treacherous and dangerous time the world has ever seen. This is 21st century war between globalists and their Chi-Com collaborators against the free world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to premiere a three-minute report that details that China and the Communist Party that runs it has now fired a warning shot against their deep state collaborators as Trump and patriots in our government and the American people close in on their operations. Here is the report.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and/or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 years of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health, under Dr. Anthony Fauci, outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I said before they crank this up, I said the impeachment against Trump will fail, the removal will fail, but they're going to launch something big, probably a bio attack or a physical war. It got almost no attention Saturday and Sunday when warships and fighter planes flew over Taiwan, and China officially said, in fact, reprint me that article, please, that they are preparing for military action against Taiwan. We are now in a new world war. It's economic, and it's with collaborators in our media and our government. I am beyond angry now. I am so disgusted that they're doing this, they're trying it, and it's so reckless, and it will lead to war. Mark my words, we're at war with China. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't launch nuclear attacks within months. Or they launch attacks on us. It's on, folks. And the left, like the Washington Post said, Xi Jinping needs to destroy Trump. That's the headline. No, it will be you who are destroyed. America is now fighting for its life, but we will win.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We've already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Chinese communist cohorts against what's left of the West. And now it's entering a phase of explosive growth in the conflict by every measurement. I've worked as hard as I can to try to not have things get to this point. But now they're here. And all of the America haters and Christian haters and God haters that signed on to the Hollywood anti-America, anti-family, pro-Chi-Com, pro-EU, pro-pedophile agenda. I hope you enjoy what is about to happen. The depression that's already been triggered by the deep state working with the Chinese communists launching the COVID-19 bioattack. And the ensuing stampede of scientifically directed hysteria has already guaranteed a global depression that has already set in across the planet. And what is an inconvenience for the average nouveau riche Westerner is a death sentence to people in India, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. I have a stack of even the UN reports here admitting that billions are going into starvation and that millions will starve to death and millions are dying now because of the breakdown of the economy. More than half the world's population lives at a hand-to-mouth subsistence where close to half and in some cases 80% of their money goes to food. And so while everybody's getting into being scared of the virus that is a weaponized cold virus and that is killing more than the flu does every year, it looks like a lot of the projections will be right, probably 80,000 or so this year. Mike Adams' original projection, dead. The hysteria is the real weapon, and it will kill millions of people this year. And I'm going to, later in the broadcast, last segment of this hour, read to you where the people are starving to death in mass because of this all over the world. And then the sick, evil Pope says that, oh, this is because it's nature's revenge for ignoring climate change and saying we need to cut our carbon, which would kill over a billion people in the next decade, the UN's models show. So the UN's running this global government, telling all the nation states what to do, while they're the ones actually cutting the food off. So But even the Daily Beast and even Fauci have had to cover their bases. We have a very powerful clip coming up, bottom of the hour, where Bill Gates went on TV this weekend and said, oh, well, we'll have hundreds of thousands of people get sick and die from the vaccine because we're going to give it to every person on earth. And he admits that there will be side effects in young people, especially. And so he says we need governments to indemnify the companies that are bringing forth the vaccine, which are run by Bill and Melinda Gates. Boy, when they're even telling you, like the drug commercials, hey, this drug can kill your ass, but it shows happy people dancing or whatever while they say that, juxtaposing it, you know it's deadly. And he already patented it 2 years ago. The actual COVID-19 virus, it's the same. It's a chimera right out of China. That's even where they developed it. And now they've just got to put it in the vaccine and have the trials. That's how they hit the ground running. And this is a guy that openly says we need to vaccinate people to lower the world's population. And it says kill old people, but now he really cares about them a lot. Because, you see, when you take the COVID-19 vaccine, on average, it will lower your immunity, according to all the studies of other similar vaccines, at least 50%. Look up, flu vaccine lowers immunity to flu. And that's why they now have studies that people that have been vaccinated don't live as long and die of the flu. That's in studies. That's why they're like, oh, actually, if you're old, you've been taking the flu vaccine too much and it's not effective, stop it. It actually lets the flu kill you the next year. Because it covers that mutation. But then it lowers your immunity to all the other flus. That's how it works. But if your body learns to beat something naturally, it boosts it against all of them. And again, I've had medical doctors on to explain this. We've had virologists on. There's never been a flu vaccine that was picked that was the right mutation for the next year. Never happened. And that's why they never had one for the common cold. Because there's thousands of them every year. They now admit there's hundreds of COVID-19 versions. Now, there's a lot that we're going to be breaking down here today. There's a report I want to go to that's very, very important that Greg Reese just put out that will be posted on InfoWars.com within minutes. And this deals with the Communist Party. China fires a warning shot directly at the globalist. Here it is.
In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and/or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 years of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I am your host, Alex Jones. Very grave things are happening right now. Let me do this. Let me lay out what's going to be covered today. And then we're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. And then Gerald Celente is in the fourth hour out of the war room with Owen Schroyer today. Here on the InfoWars Radio TV Network. 3 to 6 p.m. ahead of Robert Barnes doing America Countdown. Dealing with the plan to implode the economy and bring in global depression. Even J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs are saying if we're shut down more than four more weeks, depression is absolutely confirmed. Depression is already hitting in the third world. People are starving to death en masse. The UN estimates an extra 2 million people will starve to death this year. But it's worth it if it saves a couple hundred thousand people globally because it gives big tech surveillance powers. It gives big pharma medical tyranny powers. This is a giant takeover. So let me say this now, then I'm going to elaborate on it next segment after I cover some of the news. This virus release, we've always said on air for several decades, is the globalist main takeover system. Because it gets every checkbox they need of locking things down, getting rid of cash, surveilling people, being able to lock up a rest server they want, being able to create total fear, being able to absolutely starve the third world, and be able to force things into your body that then slowly debilitate you with binary weapon systems and kill you. And so it was easy to predict this would be their main assault. They said it would be their main assault. And even though every country isn't under globalist control, like Russia or Iran or North Korea, they have their own corruption problems and evil problems, and they like the power grab as well. And so the World Health Organization coordinates it. The Chi-Coms duplicate how you're supposed to behave. They set the precedent, the most evil regime in history. The media and others and universities and big corporations stampede Western governments into getting behind it. And then I told you 10 weeks ago, I said, watch, they'll say it's a permanent emergency and will never end. And they're going to have to cycle it on and off. And now J.P. Morgan's put out a cycling chart for the next 2 years, and we'll get a vaccine within a year, and it'll be forced, but if you're hurt, you'll be given a payment. Bill Gates is coming up saying that. So they know the UN came out 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and said, we can't cover this up. Vaccines are killing people en masse and hurting them bad. Our own doctors know it's bad. So now they're just going to go, you know what? It does hurt you, but it's for a greater good, and you will take it. But that's a lie, too. They released it. It doesn't protect you. And it's right here in the news that people that tested positive before now have it. And people that tested negative now have it. And people that, and the tests don't work. And most of them are faulty. And it picks up normal cold viruses and says it's corona because it is corona. It's like, is that a Jersey milk cow? Or is that a Santa Gertrudis beef cow? It's a cow. And so there is no damn vaccine. It is only to lower your immunity. Bill Gates wants you dead. He's on record. And that's what's so crazy about this. You know, you notice we've obsessed over Bill Gates for 20 plus years. And everybody goes, why do you do that? Why is he in your films? Well, he's just a Microsoft guy. And I'm like, you watch. He'll one day be on TV telling you they're coming with forced inoculations. And microchips and world government. And now they are. because he is the chief science officer. I'm not up here blowing smoke up your rear end, folks. Bill Gates doesn't finance TV shows attacking me and finance lawsuits against me because he likes me. I've got his damn number. You think I'd mess with somebody like that if it isn't true? He's a murderer. He's a psychotic James Bond villain. And I thought, as Americans, we'd get pissed about somebody like that and do something about him. And I think we are. But this is a weapon system aimed at poor people to starve them. It is a bioweapon because it cuts the economy and the food off, and they're going to die. Over 2 billion people are at starvation level. And Lord Monckton's done an excellent analysis of this and estimates that under the carbon taxes they wanted, a billion would die in a decade. Well, now they're admitting this will end up killing billions if the global depression stays for a decade. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Let's go to a very important special report, then we'll come back. Let's go to the new normal will destroy America.
The Republic is coming apart at the seams. A defiant paddleboarder found himself in over his head in hot water when sheriff's deputies surrounded him near Malibu Pier.
Ain't breaking no law, ain't selling no drugs. I'm just preaching the word of God. And look at all these police cars here.
The sign at Donaldson Park says closed, but in smaller print says, in groups of no more than four persons, parks remain open for walking, hiking, biking, running, and similar activities. Matt was just there with his wife and six-year-old. He says it was the officers who were violating social distancing guidelines.
During this whole contact, you know, none of the officers had masks on, none of them had gloves on. You know, and they're in my face, handcuffing me, they're touching me.
I certainly don't think it's appropriate for a father to be handcuffed in front of his family.
All in the name of a new normal which defies our inalienable rights and is plunging the U.S. into a recession. Once the facts are laid bare, couldn't those aggressively pushing for it be committing open treason? It's enough to make Attorney General Barr shudder at the long-term consequences.
Generally speaking, there are occasions where liberties have to be restricted during certain emergencies, such as war, or in this case, a potentially devastating pandemic, but they have to be balanced. Whatever steps you take have to be balanced against the civil liberties of the American people, and it cannot be used as an excuse for broad deprivations of liberty. So as things proceed, you know, we're going to be interested in both what the federal government is imposing and also making sure that that's justified, but also what the states do.
Once this is over, will we analyze the globalist Hail Mary pass to take out Trump and American economic success after all of the Russiagate impeachment nonsense? Or will we face a new wave of attacks as the Department of Homeland Security has eerily predicted? Politico reported, the Department of Homeland Security has warned the faith-based community that the threat of attacks against houses of worship may be higher once religious services resume due to stressors caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Is this truly a threat, or is it a threat against the First Amendment? And now, as all 50 states are under a major disaster declaration for the first time in U.S. history, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis President Neil Kashkari has declared that without an effective vaccine for the coronavirus, the U.S. economy could face 18 months of rolling shutdowns.
Whether it's healthcare policymakers, fiscal policymakers, which means Congress, or the Federal Reserve, we should all be erring on the side of overreacting to try to avoid the worst economic outcomes.
As those in power now increase that power as elections are put on hold, this new normal is merely the new world order.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that Pete have in here. very best forms of BGQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So I have studied the globalists and the eugenicists and their operations for 35 years. I kind of fell into it when I was a teenager researching. It was so fascinating. I was always into comic books and science fiction. I started reading history books that were around the house about World War II, World War I, ancient Rome. And I was like, wow, this is much better than fiction. Truth is stranger. And so instead of being like a fake professor, you know, that gets a degree studying one area, I studied a wide range of things. And so now, watching the globalists launch their full assault, I mean, their takeover, their AI anti-human takeover, their medical tyranny takeover, their wipe out the third world, devastator weapons. and seeing America flat-footed and not knowing what's going on, and seeing the Pentagon and the CIA and the president following suit with what we recommend 6 weeks after we do, quite frankly, freaks me out. Now, it's not that the Pentagon, the president, doesn't know all this, but they're in this echo chamber of globalist BS. And so just having something to ping back on that's saying exactly what they're in secret meetings saying, they're like, how does this guy know it? How do I know all this stuff? The damn New World Order's out in the open, naked as a jaybird. And so I don't even have a feeling of anger anymore, and it's gone from anger to disgust to just sorrow. You know, if America's this pathetic, we don't care about 62 million babies, and we think it's cool the left says kill old people and don't take care of them, and that we're this selfish of a society, then fine, just burn it all down. But I want Bill Gates and others to walk the plank first. Oh, I haven't forgotten about them. I mean, seriously, folks, if we would throw our birthright away and act like this and let people do things like this, I mean, look, all I have is honesty, and I'll tell you what Trump should do. They've already arrested the head biologist for being a Chinese spy at Harvard and getting tens of millions of dollars secretly and running all these operations. It's, what do you think Epstein did? What do you think Bill Gates does? What the hell is Microsoft doing running the Pentagon cloud? We're under attack by a foreign military with collaborators. And it wasn't on the news in 1941, you know, when the Marines just went around in plain clothes killing all the Nazis, okay, and killing the collaborators. And they'd come and say, we know you're working for the Nazis because you're in a German community. You're going to go help us and lead them to a spot. We're going to kill them in this barn, or we're going to kill you. And we just killed them. It was only 10 or 15,000 we had to kill. It took about a week. You know, you don't play games with this stuff. Kill the Chinese spies. Kill them now. I want them dead. No more games. I want Trump to issue death warrants now against all these people. I want them killed. I want them dead now. And that's not some big shoot my mouth off act tough thing. I'll bring them down on me for that, but I don't care. I will not sit here and watch this country gang raped and the planet gang raped. And more importantly, the giant third world populations that are going to die by the hundreds of millions in the global depression. It's all admitted in the numbers. While we bitch and complain that some old people might die of a weaponized pneumonia. Sorry, the Chi-Coms with the deep state launched it. So there, that's why I've been pissed off. The crew's asking why I've been so upset in a few days. Because somebody's got to say it and tell it like it is. That Harvard professor who's a Chi-Com agent doesn't get a trial. You know, here's the thing. We're not getting trials. America's having all its freedoms lost because we won't stand up to authoritarians and foreign governments. When your country is in war, overrun, on the edge of total collapse, and these people hide behind due process while they piss on ours and close our churches and engage in all this crap, it's BS. Now, I'm not going to kill anybody. Because that's not my job. I'm just saying, when you sell bioweapon sequencing systems and nanotech technology on how to deliver and give gain of function to bioweapons, you get your neck broken. Like that. So easy. That's what you do. You do not sit there and let this go on. Now, I'm not calling for anybody to kill this guy. We need to roll him up and find out who all the Chinese spies are. But China got pissed with their deep staters when Trump started rolling them up. So they got with the deep staters and said, all right, you gave us this weapon. You developed it with us. That way you won't blame us. You won't blame you. This is China having a discussion, you know, back in November. We don't have the votes to get rid of him. Go ahead and do the impeachment while we buy time, while we incubate the virus. Keep your borders open. We'll order Chinese citizens that have it to go into your country. That's why there was just huge waves coming in and leaving of rich Chinese. I saw it all over Austin. Like, what the hell is all these, you know, rich, arrogant Chinese with diamonds and all over and Gucci bags and, you know, $200,000 Mercedes laughing at people? They were bringing it in. They were releasing it. You've seen the videos of them touching all the laptops at Best Buy and wiping their feet with the mask they ship you, you know, to take care of. And they order the first responders. Here, Xi Jinping brought you a mask. It's a bio attack, but they made an agreement with Obama and Hillary and those and Fauci that shipped them the weapons 8 years ago and again 5 years ago. It's all on record, by the way. And they said, we'll get Trump, we'll plunge the global economy, bring in the depopulation, we'll do it all right now, we'll worship Xi Jinping and Communist China, and then we'll blame Trump and say it's his fault and the economy goes under. Why do we sit here and take this? Because it's a new type of attack? Like aircraft carriers in World War II? We're supposed to be ahead of all of this stuff. All this you do is covert action. We don't have time. I mean, they'll do that with the Mexican Mafia or MS-13 and give them an acid bath. Why aren't we taking the gloves off and sending in the Army and the Marines to kill these people? Kill them. Kill them now. And again, it's just as simple. Why are we going to sit here and take bio attacks against our country? Why are we going to sit here and take an economic warfare attack with Democrats smiling like the Cheshire Cat of what they just did to us? And they're bragging how they were going to do it, and they've been caught doing it. We don't need to disrupt the economy. We need to turn the fear off so people take basic precautions, deal with the bio attack, and not let the people that launched it at the NIH and Bill Gates and all of them get away with this. It's a coup against America. And they manipulated Trump with, oh, don't let Bezos, who's your enemy, get control of the cloud for the Pentagon. Let Gates, he's a good guy. They've been manipulating Trump into all of this. We're at war with Communist China, but Communist China is run by the globalist. And we are dealing with this right now. And it's not the American people's job to go out and be violent. Because literally, that's not your job. I'm telling the president, and I'm telling the Pentagon, you keep letting the deep state do all this, and they've endangered the whole planet and everything now, and they intend to bring everything down and make hundreds of millions of people starve to death. Are you going to sit there and let this happen? Because I'm not a violent person, offensively. But I feel ashamed that we're allowing this to happen. I feel like their blood is on my hands. And so my business is sticking my neck out there, okay? That's what I do. And I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm really worried about what happens to all of you, because we've really become a bunch of decadent candy asses. And the fact that the globalists would pull this thinking they're going to get away with it, they're not going to get away with this. I'll assure you, the decision's already been made. That the deep state's done, the globalists are done. But the globalists think they're going to kick our ass. So I'm going to tell the president again, you're in a fight for your life. I'm in a fight for my life. America is. No more games. They started it. They did it. We're in a hot war. Take Hollywood over. The Chi-Coms already did. Take the Federal Reserve over. The globalists have control of it. Take control of the country now and restore the republic now. George Washington would have a stack of death warrants 2 feet tall. One. And then when he's done kicking ass, he goes back to the farm. That's what we want. So, the president needs to do his job and launch covert direct action now. Kill the enemy, President Trump. Kill them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, all I said last segment is that when your country is under attack by powerful multinational axis of evil, and they're using the openness and freedom of your society against you, it's a military power. They're enemy combatants. Take the gloves off. And the president has to start thinking like that and not worry about the Democrats, who are Chinese spies on average about 90% of the time, on record. Stop worrying about what they say and do. You cut off the Chinese agents. You arrest the collaborators, the foreign operatives that are here. I mean, the Chinese kill our operatives in China. We don't have any over there. We are a joke, so we're treated like it. And so now they've launched a damn bio attack on us with the deep state to remove the president and people loyal in the government. Everybody's like, man, that's a radical statement. That's where we are. When you're fighting for your life, you're fighting for your life. Again, this is just, let me show you the type of stuff here in the stack. Because I look at all this before we go on air. I'll just put this out every day to act like I'm looking at it. Look at this. China announces plan to invade Taiwan. Concern grows over China's invasion threat. Taiwan says Chinese carrier drills close to island. China sends aircraft carrier to Japan. Taiwan as U.S. Navy struggles with coronavirus. Oh, give me a break. They're not struggling with it. They're just, oh, my God, 50 people on the ship have it. One guy's real sick. I mean, and then you can get to wear pink underwear. I mean, it's just this ninnying. You know, China has giant death camps. The left's like, oh, we love death camps. Don't talk about being mean to Chinese agents in the U.S. Give them bubble gum to chew. Pat them on the head. Taiwan scrambles warships as PLA Navy aircraft carrier strike group heads for the Pacific. And China says, the headline was Saturday, we are now in a physical military posture and are preparing for the invasion of Taiwan, and it's hardly in the news. Imagine if Trump said he was getting ready to invade, you know, Cuba. China released the bioweapon in conjunction with the deep state to shut down Taiwan, to shut down their political enemies, and then to direct it against the West. And they've been, and the UN and the whole media has been concerted. And the Washington Post had the headline, Xi Jinping needs to destroy Trump. You know, the Nazis had a big cult in America before World War II. They had some national polls that showed up to half of America supported them. Because our media told us they were good guys because the robber barons were supporting Herr Hitler, Henry Ford. The list goes on and on. There's the Washington Post. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. That's the sicko freakazoids we have in our government, in our media. And then you've got the Harvard chemistry chairman charged for working with the Chi-Coms. And again, these guys were told by the Council on Foreign Relations that that was their job to transfer to China. That's how they were going to defeat America militarily. This was a globalist takeover plot. And I'm saying we're fighting for our lives. So you might want to take the gloves off. At least fight with fists when your enemy's got a machine gun and a dagger in the other hand. They got a machine gun and a dagger. They're doing all this. And we're just sitting there going, oh, can I fight you with a powder puff? I'm the guy that tried to stop the globalist takeover. I'm the guy that tried to stop the police state because I knew if the globalists got control of America, they'd use the police against us. But we have a fighting chance now. And on average, the police, at least in our country, understand what's going on. And the globalists want a civil war. You go, well, if they come for the guns and keep things locked down and there's a depression, there'll be a civil war. Not if there's an invisible enemy. That turns the people against each other. This has all been war game. It's all been prepared. There's one thing that stops them dead in their tracks. And that's Trump coming out like he did last week and saying the World Health Organization has been put in charge by the Chinese. They got their own director in for a decade. He put all his people in. They control it. They bought it off. It's a fraud. They don't direct our response. America's not scared. If this killed a million people, we can handle it. We'll take basic precautions, but not shut down our farms, not shut down our factories. He'd show the numbers that a half billion just went into poverty, another 2 billion or almost death rate, and they predict millions will starve to death this year, the UN's own documents. I'll show you next hour. And we're just going to let the third world starve to death? And all this because the virus and the media, and then don't forget the big news story. The Communist Chinese came out this weekend and said, okay, probably didn't come out of that market. Okay, the U.S. government under Fauci and Obama gave us the viruses, just like we told you 9 weeks ago. And leave us alone. Don't blame us because we'll blame you. Well, forget good. Expose Fauci. Expose Obama. But see how they got the guy right there next to Trump who comes out and keeps saying Trump's a liar. Let's play these clips right now. Here's Fauci. U.S. has more coronavirus tests than any other country. Yeah, because they do more tests than anybody else. Then they always say we're not doing enough tests. Here's clip five. Fauci blames Trump for not responding to coronavirus in February. This is from a few days ago. But here he is. Back in February, what he said, advising the president to stand down. Oh, don't stop the Chinese coming in. Don't stop the flights, sir. Everything's fine. But he thinks you don't have a memory. Now he says the opposite. Here is the man, the globalist agent, the man behind the HIV, so much an actual devil incarnate. Here's Fauci blames Trump for not responding to coronavirus in February. Here he is.
The New York Times reported yesterday that you and other top officials wanted to recommend social and physical distancing guidelines to President Trump as far back as the third week of February, but the administration didn't announce such guidelines to the American public until March 16th, almost a month later. Why?
You know, Jake, as I've said many times, we look at it from a pure health standpoint. We make a recommendation. Often the recommendation is taken. Sometimes it's not. But it is what it is. We are where we are right now.
It is what it is, you little piece of crap. You advised the president not even to stop the Chinese flying in on record, you little monster, you little goblin. Let's go ahead and play what he actually said back then.
So, Dr. Fauci, it's Saturday morning in America. People are waking up right now with real concerns about this. They want to go to malls and movies, maybe the gym as well. Should we be changing our habits? And if so, how?
No, right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis. Right now, the risk is still low, but this could change. I've said that many times, even on this program. You've got to watch out, because although the risk is low now, you don't need to change anything you're doing. When you start to see community spread,
yeah,
this could change,
yeah,
and force you to become much more attentive to doing things, yeah, that would protect you from spread.
And that's why he was busy flying the thousands in, making sure they didn't get tested, making sure it spread well, because he works for the UN, the globalist Bill Gates, the Rockefeller setup, Mao Zedong, so that they had Xi do this. But Xi said, okay, give me a weapon, so we both have it, so I got it from you, so when I use it in the future for a global government power grab, you don't blame us. Well, Trump starts blaming him because he got into power. They're like, oh, we got this from Fauci. Just like I told Trump, go after Comey, just like I told him, go after all these guys. You have to go after him. Just destroy him in public. Get him up there next to you. Don't even tell him. And they start going, by the way, I'm having you arrested for being a Chinese spy, you little piece of crap. Just, they'll all run just like rats. But instead, we just rope-a-dope and go through this whole thing. It's unbelievable. Arrest Fauci. Don't fire Fauci like Ron Paul's saying. Arrest him for crimes against humanity. And call for the indictment of Obama and all of them for what they've done. They're on record, and I'll cover that next hour as well, and show you Bill Gates saying we need liability protection. The vaccine is going to kill a lot of people, but we need liability protection. So they're getting you ready, because this is going to be out. Just like Gardasil killed a bunch of people and sterilized them, you're going to love this one. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, with all the craziness going on, I suspect the globalists will probably launch another bio attack even worse than this, because we've bowed down so well to this, just on this low-level one. Who knows what's about? But I personally am doing everything I can to boost my body's defenses, and it funds the InfoWar. Get Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the zinc, the preglone, everything else you need. It's amazing. We also have Winter Sun Plus with vitamin K now. That's the mix they're saying, you know, vitamin D3 and vitamin K is so good for your body, so good for your natural defenses. We have that 50% off, even though it's been sold out for 4 months, back in stock. And we have X3 very close, I've been telling you, for selling out. Won't be back in for months. With the tri-iodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, two other types. I told you, like the scientist told me, come out with that, it's even better. You even heard, that MIT doctor had on saying the tri-iodine's the way to go. Well, we've got it. InfoWarsStore.com, and that purchase funds the operation. So please take action today. But whatever you do, get prepared. By the way, we have storable food again. Now it's only 6 weeks for delivery. But all over the rest of the country, you even hear them saying food shortages. So get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get it for like five times cheaper than the grocery store. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.